Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. Well, today, instead of scores, a list of suspensions and cancellations in light of the growing coronavirus outbreak. The NCAA tournament won't be coming to Albany next week or anywhere else. The NCAA says it's canceling all winter and spring championships. The Times Union Center was scheduled to host the men's tournament next Thursday and Saturday for the first time since 2003. All remaining Division I conference basketball tournaments have also been canceled. The NHL has put its season on pause, and the American Hockey League has also suspended play, impacting teams and arenas in Springfield, Hartford, Bridgeport, Binghamton, and Utica. The ECAC Men's College Hockey Tournament, which was scheduled to come to Troy this weekend, has also been canceled. On the high school level, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association says all winter championships are being postponed indefinitely amid the outbreak. Opening day for Major League Baseball had been scheduled for March 26th, but the league is now delaying that by at least 2 weeks. Commissioner Rob Manfred has also suspended the rest of spring training. He has not said whether each team will still play 162 games this season. And the PGA has canceled the remainder of the Players' Championship, along with three tournaments leading up to the Masters. IndyCar and NASCAR, however, will both race this weekend without spectators. All of this comes after the NBA suspended its season following Jazz player Rudy Gobert's positive test for COVID-19. Some players and staff from the Celtics, Raptors, Wizards, and Pistons are going into self-quarantine because of recent games with Utah. And in other news, U.S. Soccer Federation President Carlos Cordero has resigned following the fallout of a gender discrimination lawsuit by the U.S. women's team players. The move comes after the federation filed legal papers claiming women players had less physical ability and responsibility than men, a move that was widely criticized. I'm Jesse King.